Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Quay with the fraud department. How may I help you?
Your name is what? I'm sorry?
Quay.
Quay?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, this is Nora Cash, and there has been some charges added to my card that I did not approve, and the guy told me that you could get them off of my card.
Well, I can look over the account with you. You said your first and last name is Nora Cash. May you verify your full shipping address?
It's 600 Jensen Lane, Yukon, Oklahoma. He looked them up, and he said that it's something that was something about a membership fee, and I did not approve any type of membership fee being added to my card.
Okay, well, I'll go over the account again with you, ma'am.
It's a charge. It's called Exceptional Electronics.
Okay, yeah, the account is still loading up. Okay, yes, ma'am. So the reason why you got charged was because on December the 5th, you paid $5.74 for opportunity to get the cooking set, the pots and pans set.
And that's what I'm saying. I did not do that.
Okay, so you're saying
I feel like my card has been hacked is because I did not do anything with a cooking set. He asked me that too, and I said no, I haven't ordered no cooking set.
Okay, so if you're saying that you never paid the $5.74 with the MasterCard ending in 2171, may you verify your email address?
Okay, it's Jeannie. It's Jeannie underscore cash at yahoo.com.
Well, yes, ma'am. That is the email address we do have associated with the order. And may you verify the phone number?
405-512-1426.
Yes, ma'am. That is the phone number that we do have associated with the order. But if you are still stating that you never placed the original order for $5.74 for opportunities to get the cooking set, we can file this as fraud, but I want to make sure that you're aware that all cases of fraud are going to be forwarded for pending investigation, which means we are going to track the original IP address of this charge. We're going to make sure that it does not align with your address that you just verified, and we're going to make sure that it does not align with the phone number, which is like the device.
You know, that's fine. What I'm saying is this was not me. Someone has gotten into my email and has accepted these charges. I don't want to be on a membership fee with this company. How do I get that off?
That is what we're doing with the fraud.
If you want to charge me the $5, if you want to charge me a $5.74 for some so-called pots that I don't have, fine. But I don't want a yearly membership fee for $67.32. I don't know who this company is, and I don't want to order anything from them or, you know, pay them anything.
That's why I did.
I have a feeling it was a hack email, and when I clicked on it, it took my information because my card is in the system on several things.
That's why I did state, ma'am, if you are stating that you never placed the original entry for the 574, that we are going to file this as fraud, and that we're going to prosecute at the fullest extent because it is a credit card fraud at this point. So that's why we just had to track the original IP address to make sure it does not align to your address. So since you're stating that you never placed the order, that's the only thing that we're saying. So we're going to make sure we do file this as fraud, and we're going to prosecute at the fullest extent.
Okay, I'm just curious how this is happening to my card. Okay.
One moment.
So, do I need to call my card company to have that 6732 taken off?
Ma'am, you're not even allowing me to do the fraud claim. I've stated one moment so we can get the account adjusted. And we can file your fraud claim, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, yes, ma'am. So as a courtesy, what we did go ahead and do, we did fully refund the $5.74, and also we fully refunded the $67.32. Now, the refunds does take 3 to 5 business days to fully reflect back on the account. The account has already been canceled out, and also we did fully refund both charges.
Okay.
Okay, was there anything else I can do for you?
No, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling customer support.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.